the Earl Ingram Show. Sandy Williams sitting in for Earl Ingram this last hour. Sam, I guess we have a caller on the line. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We have Chuck from Heartland calling in for you.
Hi, Chuck. How is it there in Heartland?
Pretty dreary out today. Rainy.
Yeah.
I'm just calling about my view as I've grown up. I'm 69. So to me, patriotism is the working to advance the principles of our country, which are embedded in the founders creating a liberal democracy. So it's, to me, it's advancing and adhering to the principles they laid out in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Okay, but then how does that relate? How do you think that the society at large is interpreting that? Because I get the feeling that embedded in lots of the criticism of the political debate that goes on now between the right and the left is the question of whether those on the left who are critical of, for instance, policies of international affairs or otherwise are not patriots.
Well, we've dumbed it down to be so superficial. You touched on it before. I call these people who pin a flag on their lapel patriots. I mean, the Kaepernick situation was just ridiculous. I was brought up that kneeling before someone was a sign of respect, not disrespect. And so I thought that was about as passive and as appropriate a protest for people who have been enslaved and oppressed and made second citizens of this country for roughly 400 years.
Yeah, I mean, I was, to be honest with you, the more I look at it and the more I think about it, the more appalled I am. You know, in China, we had a tennis player who was getting lots of publicity because China was apparently maybe quieting her and keeping her from saying what she might want to say. And in Russia, if this happened with a Russian athlete, this would be getting international headlines as a demonstration of the autocracy of Russia and the problems they have. And here we have in the United States something as benign as a person of color kneeling during a national anthem and finding themselves. I mean, you talk about a patriot. Colin Kaepernick gave up millions of dollars, put millions of dollars of income at risk for the purpose of expressing his opinion. And what happened? The country tried to take it away from him, and the National Football League, under the pressure from the rest of the country, attempted to take it away from him. I think there was a private settlement in court that was not settled then privately, which probably awarded Colin Kaepernick millions of dollars for the wrong that was committed against him. But did the NFL ever admit it publicly? Was he ever forgiven for it? Did the public ever now start standing up for Colin Kaepernick and saying, we wronged this person? No, none of the above. So I am troubled by this. And I'm troubled as well by how we prioritize what's important in the United States. One thing I wanted to touch on briefly for the last couple of minutes, just to put this in people's thinking cap, was, let's just say that everyone upon their birth in the United States was assigned by the state to a family, and they were assigned to a family to live. And this became a source of great political discussion, because it was clear that what family you were assigned to from your birth would have a great deal of, make a great deal of difference in terms of the opportunities you might have going forward. And furthermore, you were also assigned to neighborhoods to live in. And this also became the source of a great deal of controversy, because it was apparent that that assignment could make a great deal of difference in the opportunities you might receive. And because the state was making this assignment in this Orwellian world I described, it became the subject of a great deal of focus. And a real understanding of how important that assignment was based on the way the world worked, which was that if you had money, you could get things you needed, and if you didn't have money, you didn't. And because of this assignment process, people decided, you know what, everyone ought to have health care, because if they get assigned to some place where there won't be enough money for health care, we're assigning this infant to a future in which they might not have adequate health care. And then they also said, look, if we make these assignments this way, this infant that might be taken out of my crib and assigned someplace might go someplace where the education isn't as good. Maybe we ought to make sure that we have adequate education everywhere, and it ought to be free so that it isn't a matter of how much it costs. And this Orwellian world would result, I assert, in a world in which we would start realizing the importance of having this safety net so that infants born in the United States, regardless of how they were assigned by birth to a neighborhood or to a family, would end up having equal opportunities that would not be dependent on how much income this family earned or what kind of opportunities were available in the neighborhood to which they were assigned. And here we have a world today in the United States where we totally disregard this, where we say that infants brought into this world not at their own request are to be accorded only those opportunities which money can buy. That's the way it works for healthcare. If you don't have enough money, you won't have healthcare, not unless you live in real poverty. So if you're living in a middle-class environment, your family will have a great deal of trouble affording to buy the health insurance so that you can have the healthcare you need. What will your education be like? Well, that'll depend on where you're born, because education varies materially in this country. And will you be able to afford to go to college? Well, maybe, but you might end up with a huge debt at the end of your college if you weren't born into a family that could pay for your schooling. So I just think that if we really operated like people who were the Christian or Judeo-Christian people that the country, the right wing, likes to think America as being, but let's just broaden that and let's just say we were human beings trained in the general principles of goodness and equality. If we operated like that, would we really make children suffer whatever consequences they might suffer as the result of their assignment at birth? Or would we want to create an environment like they have in Northern Europe and in most of the developed world, where children born, regardless of where they're born, have free health care, have sound educations that are free, and have futures that are based on their merit and not on the luck of who they are born to or where they are born? And that's pretty much what I'd like to leave us with for this conversation today. But I just think that America's headed down the wrong path. And I think that those who are actively involved with calling themselves patriots have decided to embrace an ideology which is premised on all the wrong things, not the right things. We aren't premised on making America better for all of its people, and we aren't regulating and operating our country and our society in a manner that is supportive as it should be. And so I'm all for America. I'm a patriot. I just want it to get where it should be. That's the end of our show. Next Monday, you'll have Earl. I think I'll be a guest again.